Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're sitting down with a real estate tech innovator who turned a simple idea into a complete AI content engine that is honestly reshaping how agents market themselves online. He's the founder and creator of Buddy the Blogger, a platform that takes a two-minute voice recording and turns it into more than 14 pieces of finished SEO-optimized content. Blogs, videos, podcasts, even cinematic 3D property tours. Stick around, because by the end of this episode, you're going to hear something that will genuinely blow your mind about how this very episode was produced. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. There's a reveal coming later in this conversation involving voice cloning that made my jaw drop when I first learned about it during our pre-interview call. But before we get there, we need to understand the man behind the machine. Please welcome to the podcast the founder of Buddy the Blogger, Mr. Buddy Blake. Buddy, thank you so much for being here today. I've been looking forward to this conversation for weeks.
Tiffany, thank you so much for having me. This is a real honor. I've followed your show for a while, and I love how technical you get with your guests, so I'm excited to really dig into the weeds with you today. And don't worry, I promise the voice cloning reveal is worth the wait. It still gives me chills every time I think about how far this technology has come in just the last year or so. Let's get into it.
Let's start from the beginning. Before Buddy the Blogger existed, you were actually in real estate yourself, correct? Walk me through your background a little bit. How did you go from working the field, showing houses, dealing with clients, to building what is essentially a full AI content platform? That's a pretty big leap for most people. So I'm curious what that journey actually looked like for you day to day.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent years in and around the real estate industry, working directly with agents, brokers, teams, and I saw the same problem over and over again. These are incredibly busy people. They're showing homes, they're negotiating contracts, they're driving all over town. And at the end of the day, somebody tells them, hey, you need to blog, you need to be on YouTube, you need Google Business Posts. And they just don't have the time or honestly the writing skill to do it well. I watched agents pay thousands of dollars a month for content writers, or worse, just give up entirely and let their online presence go stale. And meanwhile, their competition, sometimes a much bigger brokerage with a marketing department, was eating their lunch in the search results. That imbalance really bothered me. I kept thinking, what if we could level the playing field so that a solo agent in a small town could have content as good as a big enterprise brokerage just by talking into their phone for 2 minutes? That's really the seed that became Buddy the Blogger. I wanted one simple action, recording your voice, to generate everything downstream, not just a blog post, but the landing page, the social captions, the video, the podcast episode, all of it automatically and all personalized to that specific agent's brand, their voice, their market. I call it the one recording equals everything philosophy, and it's still the guiding principle behind every feature we build to this day.
I love that framing. One recording equals everything. And I think a lot of our listeners who aren't in real estate can still relate, because honestly, this content overload problem exists in almost every profession right now. So let's actually define B2B for people who are hearing about it for the first time. If I'm an agent and I open the app tomorrow morning, what does that actual experience look like from start to finish?
Sure. So picture this. You're an agent, you just left a showing, and you're sitting in your car. You open Buddy the Blogger on your phone, tap record, and just talk for maybe 90 seconds to 2 minutes about what you saw. Maybe it's a listing update, a market trend you're noticing, a neighborhood you love. You stop recording, and within moments, our pipeline transcribes it using OpenAI's Whisper technology, then feeds that transcript through our content engine, which is where the real magic happens. From that single transcript, the system generates a fully structured, SEO-optimized blog post, often several thousand words, complete with headers, a table of contents, an FAQ section. Then it builds a matching landing page, a Google Business Post, a Facebook caption, a YouTube description, an email newsletter draft, and even a podcast episode script in that agent's own brand voice. We're talking 14 plus distinct content assets from one short recording, and every single one is tied back to their SEO strategy.
14 plus pieces of content from one recording is honestly hard to wrap my head around. And I want to press on that a little bit, because a lot of platforms claim they do AI content, but it ends up being generic, robotic-sounding stuff that doesn't actually reflect the person's voice or expertise. How does BTB avoid that trap and actually sound like the agent instead of sounding like, well, a chatbot wrote it?
That's the exact problem we obsessed over solving. Every agent sets up a brand profile inside BTB. Their tone, their market focus, their specialties, even sample phrases they like to use. That profile gets woven into every single generation prompt behind the scenes. So the AI isn't writing in a vacuum. It's writing as that specific agent for that specific market. Combine that with the actual transcript of their real voice and their real observations, and what comes out the other end genuinely sounds like them, not like a generic template.
Okay. Now I want to talk about something you mentioned before we started recording, because I think it's the perfect way to showcase everything we've just discussed. You built a demo using, of all things, the White House. Why the White House? That seems like an unusual choice for a real estate content platform. So walk me through the thinking there.
I get that question a lot. The White House is actually the perfect stress test. Because it's a property, technically speaking, it has grounds, architecture, history, geography, all the elements a real listing has, but at a scale and complexity that pushes every single feature to its absolute limit. If the system can produce something incredible about the most famous address in the country, imagine what it does with a three-bedroom colonial in your listing pipeline. So here's what happened. I simply typed the prompt, "Tell me about the White House," into the system. That's it. No outline, no research doc, nothing else. And it came back with a blog post that was over 4,000 words, fully structured with a table of contents, key takeaways boxes, FAQ sections, internal linking suggestions, historical facts, architectural details, everything organized beautifully for both readers and for Google's crawlers. I remember sitting there rereading it thinking, we actually built this.
Wow. Okay, 4,000 words from a single sentence prompt. That alone is remarkable. But you mentioned there was more, something about a cinematic 3D tour, because when you first described this to me off air, I genuinely didn't believe it was possible with current technology. Explain what that actually looks like for someone listening right now who's trying to picture it in their head.
Right, so alongside that blog post, the same simple prompt triggered our 3D property explorer to generate a full cinematic tour. Picture a satellite-accurate 3D map with real terrain and real building footprints, and then a virtual camera that flies through it like a movie drone shot. It swoops past the South Lawn, circles the Washington Monument, glides toward the Lincoln Memorial, and the whole time there's an AI-narrated voiceover explaining what you're seeing, historically accurate, professionally paced, like a documentary. And here's the part that really gets people. That tour has 30 separate waypoints. The Capitol, the Smithsonian Museums, various memorials, all sync precisely to the narration timing, so the camera arrives at the Jefferson Memorial exactly as the narrator starts talking about it. All of that, the flight path, the camera angles, the script, the narration audio, was generated from that same single sentence. That's the power of the pipeline we've built. One input, an entire cinematic production.
I have to be honest. I'm sitting here just a little bit stunned by that. A 4,000-word article and a 30-waypoint cinematic drone tour with narration from typing one sentence. That's not incremental improvement. That feels like a genuinely different category of tool. I think a lot of agents listening right now are imagining doing that for their own listings and probably getting excited and a little nervous at the same time.
That reaction is exactly what we hoped for, honestly, that mix of excitement and a little bit of disbelief. And that's precisely why we built the White House demo, because words alone don't convince people. They need to see it and hear it. Once an agent watches that tour play out for a global landmark, they immediately understand what's possible for their own listing, their own neighborhood guide, their own farm area. It just clicks. And then they want to try it themselves immediately.
Let's back up a bit and get into the actual mechanics of how voice becomes content, because I think that's where a lot of the technical magic is happening. You mentioned OpenAI's Whisper for transcription earlier. But recording your voice isn't the only input method, right? I understand there are multiple ways to actually feed content into the system. Can you walk me through those different input modes?
Absolutely. We wanted to meet agents wherever they naturally create content because not everyone likes talking into a phone. So first, obviously, there's straight voice recording, which gets transcribed through Whisper with very high accuracy, even with real estate specific terminology and local street names, which honestly, a lot of generic transcription tools struggle with. Second, we have full video recording. So if an agent wants to record a walkthrough on camera, we extract the audio, transcribe it, and generate content from that. Third, and this one agents love, is photo to blog. You literally take a picture of a house, maybe stand in the kitchen and snap a photo, describe a few details out loud or in text, and the system generates a full blog post incorporating visual details it recognizes, plus your description. And fourth, we support YouTube URL processing. So if an agent already has an existing video, they just paste the link and we pull the transcript and repurpose it into new written content.
That photo to blog feature is really clever, honestly, because I imagine most agents already have hundreds of listing photos sitting on their phone that never get turned into anything beyond the MLS listing itself. So essentially, you're saying there's this untapped goldmine of visual content sitting dormant, and BTB can suddenly make it productive. Is that photo analysis actually reading architectural details from the image itself, or is it purely relying on what the agent describes verbally?
It's a combination of both, which is really the sweet spot. The vision model analyzes the image and picks up on things like architectural style, finishes, natural lighting, layout cues. Then that gets merged with whatever the agent adds verbally or in text. Things only a human would know, like this kitchen was just renovated last spring, or the sellers are motivated because of a relocation. Merging visual analysis with human context produces a blog post that feels incredibly rich and authentic, not generic.
Let's talk about something that I think really sets BTB apart from a lot of the AI writing tools flooding the market right now. And that's your approach to actually generating the content itself. I understand you don't just rely on a single AI model. You're running multiple models simultaneously. Can you explain that tri-model approach? And honestly, why go through the complexity of running three different systems instead of just picking the best one and sticking with it?
Great question. And it comes down to something I noticed personally as I was testing early versions of this platform. Each major AI model has genuine strengths and genuine weaknesses. And they're not always the same weaknesses. So BTB runs the same prompt through ChatGPT, through Claude, and through Gemini side by side in parallel. ChatGPT tends to be fantastic at structure and SEO formatting. Claude often produces really nuanced, natural sounding prose with great narrative flow. Gemini brings strong factual grounding and sometimes surprising creative angles. Instead of trying to guess which model will perform best for a given topic, we just generate all three, and the agent gets to compare them side by side and pick whichever version resonates most with their voice for that particular post. Sometimes they'll even mix and match, taking the intro from one and the FAQ section from another. It essentially turns every blog post into a mini competitive analysis, and honestly, it's fascinating watching agents develop preferences over time for specific models.
That's such a smart hedge against the limitations of any single model. And it's honestly reassuring as a user to have that choice, rather than being locked into one system's particular quirks or biases. Do you find that agents tend to gravitate toward one model consistently? Or does it really depend heavily on the specific topic or the type of content they're generating that week?
It really varies, and that's part of the fun of it. Some agents develop a strong loyalty. They'll say something like, Claude just gets my voice, and they'll default to that almost every time. Others are more topic dependent. They'll use ChatGPT for a heavily structured neighborhood guide because of the formatting strength, but switch to Gemini for something more storytelling driven, like a client success story. Having that flexibility baked in from day one means agents never feel stuck with mediocre output.
Let's shift into SEO. Because I think this is where a lot of platforms talk a big game, but don't actually deliver real ranking results. You mentioned earlier that every blog post BTB generates is built for Google specifically. Tell me about what you call the secret sauce, the automatic interlinking and site structure work that happens behind the scenes. because I think this is genuinely the technical heart of the whole platform.
This is honestly my favorite part to talk about because it's where most competitors completely fall short. When an agent connects their site to BTB, we actually crawl their full sitemap. We're not just generating an isolated blog post floating in space. We're building a genuine understanding of their entire site architecture, their existing content, their categories, their past posts. Then every new blog post we generate automatically includes somewhere between 8 and 12 internal links, contextually placed, pointing to relevant existing pages on their own website. That interlinking is enormously important for SEO because it tells Google's crawlers how your content relates to itself, it distributes page authority throughout your site, and it keeps visitors clicking deeper instead of bouncing after one page. On top of that, we do live keyword research integration, so we're identifying real search terms people are using in that specific market and weaving them naturally into headers and body copy, never in a stuffed, robotic way, always contextually and readably.
You mentioned something called a universal SEO content prompt standard before we started recording. That phrase stuck with me. What exactly is that? And why did you feel the need to formalize it into an actual standard rather than just letting each post be generated a little differently each time?
Right. So early on, we noticed that content quality was inconsistent if we let the structure vary post to post. So we built what we call the Universal SEO Content Prompt, essentially a rigorous template that every single generation follows regardless of topic. It mandates a table of contents at the top, clear H2 and H3 header hierarchy, a key takeaways box summarizing the main points, a thorough FAQ section addressing real buyer or seller questions, and a strong concluding call to action. This standard exists because Google's algorithms, and honestly, human readers too, respond really well to that predictable, scannable structure. It reduces bounce rate, increases time on page, and gives us featured snippet opportunities through the FAQ formatting. So no matter whether an agent is generating a post about a luxury condo or a neighborhood guide, that underlying structural skeleton is always rock solid, always optimized, and that consistency is a huge part of why our clients see real ranking movement over time.
Let's move into what might be my personal favorite feature category, the 3D Property Explorer and those cinematic tours we touched on earlier with the White House example. I want to understand the actual technology stack here, because this sounds incredibly sophisticated for what's essentially a real estate marketing tool. What's actually happening under the hood when an agent generates one of these tours?
So we're built on top of Mapbox GLJS for the 3D satellite mapping layer, which gives us genuinely accurate terrain and building geometry. We apply terrain exaggeration, so hills and elevation changes actually read visually, which matters a lot for properties with views or interesting topography. Then we integrate ReGrid data to pull real parcel boundaries so agents can show exact property lines, not just a fuzzy pin on a map, which buyers really appreciate when they're trying to understand exactly what they're purchasing. On top of that mapping foundation, we built what we call flight simulator mode, where agents or their clients can literally fly through the property and surrounding neighborhood using WASD keyboard controls, just like a video game, banking around trees, swooping down toward the front door, exploring nearby parks or amenities. It's an incredibly immersive way to explore a property before ever stepping foot on it physically, especially valuable for relocation buyers or international clients.
That flight simulator mode with WASD controls genuinely sounds like something out of a video game engine rather than a real estate tool, which I think is exactly what makes it so compelling. And then layered on top of that is the AI cinematic tour feature we discussed with the White House example, where the camera path is automatically choreographed and synced with narration. How does that automated choreography actually work behind the scenes?
So the system identifies key points of interest, whether that's rooms in a house or, in the White House case, actual monuments and memorials, and it plots waypoints across the 3D map. Then it generates a narration script tied to each waypoint, sends that through our voice generation pipeline, and precisely times the camera's flight path so it arrives at each waypoint exactly as the narration references it. The White House tour, as we mentioned, has 30 waypoints covering everything from the Rose Garden to the Smithsonian Museums. And once that cinematic tour is generated, agents can record it as a downloadable video file for social media or embed it directly as an interactive iframe on their website. So visitors can either watch the guided cinematic version passively or take control themselves and fly around independently. It's genuinely one of the features that gets the strongest emotional reaction from agents when they see it live for the first time, because nothing else in the industry looks or feels like this.
I completely believe that based on what you've described. Okay, now I want to get to the moment I teased at the very beginning of this episode, because I promised our listeners something that would genuinely surprise them. You mentioned voice cloning earlier. Tell me about that technology, and specifically, how it connects to something that happened in the production of this exact podcast episode we're recording right now.
Okay, here we go. This is the fun part. So BTB integrates 11 Labs 11_V3 model, which allows for instant voice cloning from as little as 30 seconds of clean audio. An agent simply records a short sample, maybe reading a paragraph out loud, and the system creates a digital clone of their voice that can then narrate anything. Blog posts read aloud, cinematic tour narration, and most excitingly, full AI-generated podcast episodes, pairing a host voice with the agent's own cloned voice in natural-sounding conversation. And here's the reveal, Tiffany. This exact podcast episode, the one our listeners are hearing right now, portions of my voice responses were actually generated using my own 11 Labs voice clone built inside Buddy the Blogger from a short sample recording. We wanted to demonstrate live in the most meta way possible that this technology is real, production ready, and good enough that most listeners genuinely cannot tell the difference between the clone and my natural speaking voice.
Okay, wait, I need a second with that, because that is genuinely one of the wildest things I've heard on this show in a long time. So you're telling me that some of what I've been hearing throughout this entire conversation might actually be an AI clone of your voice, generated by your own platform, and I genuinely could not tell the difference. That's not just impressive, that's a little bit surreal, honestly, in the best possible way.
It's surreal for me too, honestly, and I built the thing. Every time we demo this for a new agent, the reaction is almost identical to yours, this mix of disbelief and excitement. And think about the practical implication here. Agents can generate full podcast episodes discussing their local market, their listings, their expertise, in their own actual voice, without ever needing to sit down and record 30 minutes of audio themselves. That's an entirely new content channel opened up from just a 30-second sample.
That is going to stick with me for a long time, I have to say. Let's pivot now to some of the more industry-specific tools, because I know BTB isn't just about blogs and cinematic tours. There's also functionality built directly around MLS listings and reputation management. Tell me about the MLS listing description mode, and specifically how you're handling something as sensitive and legally important as fair housing compliance within an AI generation tool.
This was one of the areas we spent the most careful engineering time on, honestly, because getting it wrong isn't just a quality issue, it's a legal liability issue for agents. Our MLS listing description mode takes the raw property facts, square footage, bedrooms, features, and generates a compliant, compelling listing description automatically. But it's built with fair housing safeguards baked directly into the prompt architecture, actively screening out any language that could be interpreted as discriminatory or exclusionary under federal or state housing law. Beyond that, we also have Google Review to Blog mode, where a glowing 5-star review from a happy client automatically gets transformed into a full blog post telling that success story, which is fantastic for both SEO and social proof simultaneously. And we have listing URL to blog mode, where an agent just pastes a link to an existing listing anywhere online, and the system pulls the details and photos to generate fresh content, essentially letting the MLS data itself become the seed for an entire content campaign.
That MLS first workflow really does close the loop nicely, because agents are already entering that listing data anyway for compliance purposes. So repurposing it into blog content feels like getting something valuable, essentially for free, out of work they were required to do regardless. Let's talk about lead generation now, because content is fantastic, but ultimately agents need actual leads coming through the door. What has BTB built specifically around seller lead generation?
This is a huge focus area for us because content without a monetization path only gets you so far. So we built Express Home Sale, which operates as a national funnel, but also gets white labeled into agent branded funnels. So it feels completely like their own business, their own brand, even though it's powered by our infrastructure underneath. Sellers land on that funnel, answer a few questions about their property, and immediately get value, while the agent captures a warm, motivated seller lead on the back end. We also built a seller lead chat widget that agents embed directly on their blog and website. So when someone's reading a blog post about, say, selling their home before a relocation, they can chat right there in real time and get routed into that seller funnel naturally. On top of that, we offer automated property reports, batch skip tracing for reaching absentee owners, and a cost of waiting analysis tool that shows sellers the real financial impact of delaying their sale decision.
That cost of waiting analysis sounds like a genuinely powerful psychological sales tool, honestly, because it reframes the decision from an abstract, should I sell now or later, into concrete numbers a seller can actually visualize and feel urgency around. How is that calculation actually built? Is it pulling in real market data, like interest rate trends or local appreciation rates, to make that projection feel credible and specific rather than just generic?
Exactly right. It factors in current interest rate environments, local market appreciation or depreciation trends, carrying costs like taxes and insurance, and presents it as a clear, easy to understand breakdown showing what waiting 6 months or a year could actually cost that specific seller in real dollars. It transforms a soft, emotional conversation into a data-backed business case. And agents tell us it's been remarkably effective at moving hesitant sellers off the fence and into an actual listing appointment.
Let's talk about analytics now, because I imagine generating all this content is only half the battle. Agents also need to know if it's actually working. What kind of intelligence and reporting does BTB provide once content is actually published and live on an agent's site? I'd love to understand how you're helping them measure real performance rather than just producing content and hoping for the best.
Absolutely. So every published piece gets what we call a content health score, which factors in things like SEO structure completeness, keyword density balance, internal linking count, and readability, giving agents an at-a-glance sense of quality before and after publishing. We also built inline Q&A functionality directly into the blog itself, so visitors can literally chat with the blog post, asking follow-up questions about the neighborhood or property, and that interaction itself becomes both an engagement signal and often a lead capture moment. Beyond that, we track detailed engagement metrics, time on page, scroll depth, index monitoring, so agents know exactly when Google has actually crawled and indexed a new post, and visitor heat maps showing exactly where readers are clicking and lingering on the page. All of that data flows back into recommendations for future content, so the system genuinely gets smarter about what that agent's specific audience actually responds to over time, rather than treating every post generically the same.
That inline Q&A feature, where visitors can literally chat with the blog post itself, is such a clever bridge between static content and real engagement, because it keeps someone on the page longer while simultaneously surfacing exactly what questions they have, which is incredibly valuable buyer intent data for an agent. Let's talk briefly about the visual side of publishing now, because I know you also built out a whole thumbnail and image system.
Right, so we call this the thumbnail suite. Once an agent picks or generates a featured image for their content, the system automatically produces 5 optimized variants, sized and formatted specifically for different channels. A YouTube thumbnail with proper aspect ratio and text overlay conventions, a version formatted for Sierra CMS integration, an email header optimized for typical inbox rendering, and podcast cover art sized correctly for platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. One image in, 5 channel-ready assets out. We also built a full blog publishing guide directly into the platform, walking agents step-by-step through actually getting that content live, whether they're on WordPress, Wix, Squarespace, or a custom site. because generating amazing content is only valuable if it actually gets published correctly and promptly. We found early on that a surprising number of agents were generating great content and then just letting it sit unpublished. So removing that friction became a real priority for our product team.
That makes total sense. Removing friction at every single step in the pipeline really is the difference between a tool that gets used consistently versus one that becomes shelfware after the initial excitement wears off. Let's look ahead now, because everything you described already sounds remarkably advanced, but I know you have a roadmap. What's coming next for Buddy the Blogger that you're personally most excited about?
So many things, honestly, but a few stand out. We're building AI avatar integration using HeyGen technology, essentially digital twins of agents that can present video content on camera, fully synced to their cloned voice, without them ever needing to be physically on camera themselves. Picture an agent generating a full video market update presented by their own digital twin from a script generated from their voice recording, entirely hands-free after the initial setup. That's genuinely close to production ready right now. We're also expanding into luxury property tours that blend our AI cinematic technology with real professional B-roll footage, creating a hybrid production that feels even more premium for high-end listings. And nationally, we're scaling Express Home Sale as a true national seller lead funnel, expanding market by market. Longer term, I'm deeply excited about autonomous AI agents that can proactively monitor a market and generate content triggers automatically, and what I call the localized knowledge engine, essentially giving every agent a hyperlocal AI brain.
A localized knowledge engine giving every agent a hyperlocal AI brain. That's such an exciting way to think about where this is all heading, honestly. It feels like the natural endpoint of everything we've discussed today, moving from generating individual pieces of content towards something that actually understands and represents an agent's entire market expertise continuously and proactively. Before we wrap up, is there anything about the roadmap you're not quite ready to fully reveal yet, but can tease a little?
There's always something cooking behind the scenes, but I'll say this much. We're actively exploring ways to make the entire pipeline even more autonomous, where an agent could essentially set preferences once and have fresh, high-quality, multi-channel content flowing continuously with minimal ongoing input. The goal has always been reducing the distance between an agent's expertise and the world actually seeing it. And every new feature we build is in service of shrinking that gap even further.
Buddy, this has been an absolutely fascinating conversation, genuinely one of the more mind-expanding tech discussions I've had on this show in quite a while. From the White House demo, to the tri-model AI comparison, to that incredible voice cloning reveal about this very episode, I think our listeners are walking away with a completely new understanding of what's actually possible when you combine voice, AI, and real estate expertise together. For anyone listening who wants to experience this for themselves, where should they go?
Just head over to buddytheblogger.com. We offer a 14-day free trial, no long-term commitment required, so agents can genuinely test the entire pipeline themselves, record their own two-minute voice memo, and see the full 14-plus pieces of content come to life firsthand. I always tell people, don't just take my word for it, or even take Tiffany's word for it after hearing this episode. Go experience the White House demo yourself. Fly through that cinematic tour, and you'll understand immediately why we built all of this.
BuddyTheBlogger.com, 14-day free trial. Everyone go check it out for yourselves, because words genuinely don't do it justice based on everything we've covered today. Buddy Blake, thank you so much for joining me, for being so generous with the technical details, and honestly for that incredible voice cloning reveal that I think is going to have listeners talking for a while. This has been a genuine privilege, and I cannot wait to see where you take this platform next.
Thank you again, Tiffany. This was such a fun conversation, and I really appreciate you letting me nerd out on all the technical details the way I did. To everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. Go try the White House demo, record your own two-minute clip, and see what one recording can actually become. The future of real estate content isn't coming someday. It's genuinely here right now, and I couldn't be more excited to keep building it alongside all of you.